City of Centerville Economic Development Authority meeting today is Wednesday, March 20th. Call to order meeting. I am going to start with a roll call. Commissioner Smithson.
Here.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Moser.
Here.
Commissioner Romero is also here. Approval of the agendas first, which you will find in your packet.
Do you have any changes?
There's no changes.
I'll approve the minutes.
Second. The agenda.
Or, I'm sorry, the agenda.
That's okay.
All in favor of the approval of tonight's agenda?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The agenda is approved. Now we can move on to the approval of February 20th minutes.
I may do that again.
And I will second that again.
Okay, all in favor for the approval of February 20th EDA minutes?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. On to bills and communications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. President, I've got the bills in up on the screen for you. I do want to point out a couple of things. One, we have the 2024 Economic Development Cost Share. That is for our partnership in Anoka County Regional Economic Development Division. So Gregory from Gillis, the guy that comes and helps us and goes to promote the city at the 3M Golf Tournament, business summits, and those kinds of things. This is our cost share to that organization. And then I also wanted to point out on this pristine lighting, we received an email, which was to my surprise, because this is the remaining balance, $1,860. We had said that for 2 years that our cost would be about $3,400. It would be $1,860 for the lights and like $1,600-ish for the tree. And when we got the invoice from them, they said, no, that was per year. And that was not our understanding. And so I went back and looked, and the 2-year warranty descriptor on there does not actually mean 2 years. It means like a 2-year warranty for their work. So we have $1,860 outstanding on that. So
what do they mean by 2-year warranty?
It means
for
that
work.
It's so they were storing the lights and all of that on their premises, and so that's what they were warrantying. And if there's any lights that went out on the tree or the building, then they would come out and replace it, which they did a couple of times. But we didn't have a contract with them. It was an agreement. And so I just wanted to bring that to your attention. We did not have any further agreement with them. So, but we do have this $1,860 that...
Is that the last bill?
This is the last. Yes, it is.
So basically our options are not to pay it, they come back and sue us, or just pay it and never do business with them again.
That's correct.
Okay.
Would it be worth it for us just to buy our own lights and get them hung? I mean, the firemen can put them up on the building, can't
they? So we were doing that, and I think the reason that we stopped doing that is because we wanted a little bit more of a professional look, mm-hmm. and also it was really... I mean, the lighting company here are professionals, and they just do it 50 times a day. They just, you know, get the ladder out and go up, and, you know, our guys do it once a year. Yeah. And so there's some of that. But we could certainly ask Public Works if they could, you know, we could be a little bit more selective about the way they hang them, or we could try to get a quote for somewhere cheaper.
I think we get another quote.
Yeah, we'll see what we're dealing with. Where are they out of?
The cities, Twin Cities.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I think we talked about looking elsewhere anyways, didn't we? About getting...
Well, you had mentioned that you didn't like the second year of...
Nope.
Because of the lights.
Yeah.
They told me the tree grew.
And the tree grew that much, huh?
Well... The number of lights were the same, but the tree grew, and I agree.
How did they measure that, though? Is that just subjective? Or
I guess so.
They took two measurements?
Maybe they shrunk.
Yeah,
that could be.
Yeah, so.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So. It kind of is.
It's probably a safe assumption. I'll make a motion to approve the checks as presented.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Checks are approved. On to communications.
Yeah, Mr. President, we have some good news. So Ms. Yuki Yang has become the new owner of formerly JP's Liquor. And so on March 4th, then she was finishing up the paperwork, and they now are the new owners over there. And I'm waiting to hear back from them so we can set up a meeting and talk about EDA programs and those kinds of things. But they're, as you know, they're busy just getting set up and everything. So we have that. And then one other communication that was not available at the time that the packet went out is that myself and Carrie Mikkonen from the Open to Business, which she's the business consultant through the Anoka County, we went over and we met with the owners of Center Market and just looked around their store and figured out, like, you know, what can we do better to bring in more business and that kind of thing. And she suggested that maybe he lease the space, the little kitchen space over there, to somebody that could actually take on a different part of the business. And so they're going to be meeting with an ice cream vendor, somebody that sells ice cream. And apparently she did business in Centerville for, you know, several years, and then she went on and did some other business, and hopefully they can meet soon and we'll be able to give you an update pretty soon. I know the owners are going on vacation for the next week or two, and then, but by next month I hope that we'll have a better update for you, and that would be really neat if they could do that with the spring coming and getting ready for
it. Okay. Any questions on what's going on with the new ownership or the Center Market? If not, we'll move on to the presentation. Is obviously that is.
Yeah, so I just wanted to note on the presentation, then we were hoping to get Karen Skepper. She's the Anoka County Regional Housing Authority Director. So she's over public affairs and community development. She's actually retiring in May. But she oversees the board that handles the HRA dollars. And so I was hoping to get her in here so we could ask her some very specific, direct questions. And she's been out of the state on vacation for a couple weeks, and I'm hoping we can get her next month. So we'll try to do that. And if not, then she's assured me that we can meet, and then I can bring some information back to you.
Okay, moving along to reports.
Thank you, Mr. President. So for reports, the AC Red, there was a quarterly partner meeting on March 7th at the Rusty Bumblebee in Blaine. There were a lot of takeaways, so I included like a little note, a little summary of the meeting here. I'm not sure if you had a chance to read it, but it's a pretty cool little space. The Rusty Bumblebee is a self-pour tap house. They have about 34 different types of beer, and then one non-draft beer. They have live music, and then when you go outside on the balcony, there's a little pet friendly area. It's just really neat. They got their inspiration from a place in Duluth. And then also at that meeting, then they talked a little bit about redevelopment project work that is happening in Blaine, so it's like a little town center. I put the link here so you could do a little more reading on your own if you'd like to do that. And then also there was a note from, not a note, a brief presentation from Gray Star Development, Ned Doddington, their director. They do large scale multifamily units. And so he just is trying to get introduced to the Minnesota market, Twin Cities area. And so he was just available. They hold these partner meetings every 2 months or so, or excuse me, the partner meetings are every 4 months. So they hold these quarterly, every 3 months rather, quarterly. And then other AC Red meetings are held every 2 months. Their executive committee meetings are held every 2 months. But so just a neat time to see the new space and get updates about what everybody's doing. And then for the Quad Chamber, there's a lunch and learn on the 21st, so that's tomorrow. It's going to be on AI, artificial intelligence, and excuse me, what you should know and how you can use it in your business should be pretty interesting. I believe they have about 15 people registered so far, so that'll be interesting. And then there was an HBA meeting yesterday that Mark attended that on our behalf, and I haven't had a chance to get an update from him on that yet, so we'll be able to get that next month. And that's what I have on the partner agency report. I'll take any questions.
Any questions? Otherwise, we're on to year-to-date financials.
Okay, Mr. President, I've got the year-to-date financials pulled up here. So you'll see the transfers in this month. That was not there last month. That's the $40,000 budget for the EDA. Mm-hmm. So that would show up this month, and it has. Aside from that, it looks pretty straightforward, but I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are some.
I don't have any. Anybody have any questions on the year-to-date financials?
Are you throwing that into the old money market account?
Most of it is in the money market account.
Oh, it's already there?
Not money market, savings, high interest savings. Okay, yes, savings. Yes, it is. And then you'll see that there's $290 in interest. So, better than not doing that. That was a great suggestion, Tom.
Yeah, it was.
If no questions, we can get an approval of the financials. Motion to approve, excuse me.
I'll make a motion to approve the financials.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Year-to-date financials have been approved. Ongoing programs.
Yeah, Mr. President. So we don't have any activity, no new activity on the blue logo sign program. In terms of the center stage program, then we do have an ad that was created for Max Storage. And we've also reached out to the previous, or to the new owners of the JP Liquor, which is now New York Liquor Corporation, as I mentioned, and we're waiting to hear back on that. On the next page, which I'll bring up in just a moment, you'll see the ad for Max Storage. But there's also no new activity on the revolving loan and grant program. I'm hoping that we'll get an application soon from Center Market. They want to do a lot of repairs, so I do anticipate sometime in the future getting something from them. But here is the ad that was in the paper and the admin report and social media for the Max Storage.
Do you have an update on how many of those, it sounds like some of those bays have been rented?
Yeah, so it looks like three of the bays were rented, have been rented. One was an auto detail shop, another was a storage place for ATV, an ATV company. And then we received an application. It's not really an application, it's a tenant, commercial tenant build out form is what is submitted to the city. And any use that is other than storage needs to be reviewed so that the zoning administrator, which is Mark Stotts, he can determine whether or not that use is similar enough to the uses allowed in the table of allowed uses. If it is, so for example, the auto detailing shop, which is similar to a car wash place operation, they were automatically approved. But if it's dissimilar, like a cabinet making business, then it needs to go to the Planning and Zoning Commission for their review, because modifications might be required to a specific bay. So the last I knew, there was an application from a glass glass tinting place, and if that goes through, then and they go through with it, it might take up the remaining bays. So we'll just have to see on that.
Is that any talk on when they're going to start on the next building?
I don't think they're going to start that till next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that behind? Where is that going to be?
Behind it?
Right next to it or behind it, yeah. Same area.
I have a question. Did JP sell both their liquor stores? Because they had one in Centerville and Lionel Lakes.
Oh, I don't know about the one in
Lionel. So I was just kind of curious, did the new owner take over both? locations or just the one?
I think it's just this one. At least that's all that we knew about because she was here doing the paperwork for this one. I can certainly check on that and get back to you.
Just kind of curious.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions in regards to ongoing programs? On to admin reports.
Yeah, so we have a lot of things in the admin report. This is, you remember Avery Sauber, our junior council member.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had her very interesting day. She got to meet the governor, so she's been beaming, really excited. And the mayor, Mark, council member Taylor, Ray, and Avery, they went and they got to meet the governor, and they got to meet with our legislators and talk about various topics. In here, it talks about one particular piece of, or a couple bills that would preempt local zoning control by allowing like multifamily, duplexes, triplexes, etc. structures in single family areas. That's a little bit concerning for local governments because it limits our control. And so at the last council meeting, then we had a resolution signed. Council approved a resolution saying that we are not in favor of these bills. We did not support this. And so we mm-hmm. sent that along, and we'll stay tuned and see what happens there.
Can you can you break that down a little bit more? I think it's the article 3964.
I didn't include it, but essentially you really wouldn't be able to control the number of parking spaces, landscaping. You really wouldn't have a say as to height requirements or the number of multifamily units, whether it's triplexes or some of the others. And I'm sure there's like a ton more in it, but off the top of my head, those are the high level.
Well, basically, if I may.
Absolutely.
Please.
We would lose all control over our planning and zoning for our city. The government would be in charge of that, so they can put whatever they deem necessary or demand wherever they want. So they could take over an older development, a first development, wipe it out, and put apartments all over the place over there. And there's nothing they can do about it because...
From a zoning perspective, right?
From a zoning perspective, because apparently, what was the reason?
So the concern is the housing shortage.
Mm-hmm.
So with a housing shortage, they're thinking that as these smaller buildings, smaller homes, maybe as they sell, that they would just replace them with multifamily. So now you're going to end up with triplexes or duplexes or whatever kind of plexes, whatever they want to put in the mix of the single family.
Mm-hmm.
And that does make it very difficult for the cities and the planning commission to say, well, this is what we want our look and feel to be like in the city. Because right now we have things zoned the way that we want them, and that can be changed at any time.
Mm-hmm.
But if this bill goes through or these bills go through, then we would have less say over that. So the idea is that the League of Minnesota Cities is currently, because they think that there's danger of those bills going through because it has bipartisan support. So the idea is to just try to figure out, like, what could we live with and just try to compromise or, soften the blow as much as you can so that we don't give up all control.
That would be mostly impactful for, like, cities with undeveloped, large pieces of undeveloped land, right? Like, most of the cities develop private property, so...
Right, and so one of the things is that one of the suggestions was that maybe this is not applicable to cities under 10,000. So that would be a suggestion that maybe we would give to the League of Minnesota Cities to, lobby on our behalf. Hey, make sure you put this in there, and that would be really favorable for us because we're, we'd be exempted from those kinds of things. So we have to stay tuned and see, kind of how this. Folds out how this develops.
From what I understand, the people that they spoke to at the Capitol, picture up there, they are watering it down by saying, like, oh, but we need, you know, these builders want projects and business, and this would create jobs and stuff. But the bottom line is that the government wants to control the planning and zoning of cities. And
yeah.
In my opinion, I don't think that's what they're hired to do. Or
right. Yeah, and there's usually like builders associations are, it's pretty typical for them to try to get a little bit more control to diminish local control. But these bills are a little bit more, they're not as great for the city because they're a little bit more, it would really impact the cities a lot.
So are they looking to vote on this soon, or?
Yeah.
And it's got legs.
From what I got from Gustafson's assistant that called me back is that this one might be in a little bit more limbo and not pass, like, by Friday. We, honestly, put the contact information for our state rep.
I've got it. I can send it out to you. It's not on the website yet.
Oh, you didn't put it on the website?
Not yet. No, but I will.
Because okay. The more people that call it.
Is that Gustafson?
Yes. And Elliot Engen. Elliot Engen was fine with it, but Senator Gustafson has said, you know, that she listens to the League. You know, they're pretty much not in support of it, but she's also listening to, like, builders associations and, you know, other interests as well.
So. Did you say Ingham was for it?
No.
With us.
He's not for it one bit. No, we don't need to get his support.
Right. No, he's Gustafson's the one that, I believe, between them and Walls were the one that watered it down and.
Yeah.
This is going to create jobs, and it's a good thing.
Well, because of the housing shortage.
Well, it probably would create
jobs. But why is there a housing shortage? That's what I don't understand. Well, I do understand, but I'm not going to say.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, so Darren didn't reach out to Elliot Engen. I just want to make that clear, because we're not concerned that he wouldn't support the cities. But Senator Gustafson is a little bit more undecided. Yeah, she's more undecided.
Yeah.
And so that's why Darren reached out to her. To try to talk to her and
thank you, Darren.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I thought we put that up on the city website so we can have people that watch these call her and get a hold of her.
Well, for the sake of folks at home watching the meeting, I will go ahead and just pull it up so that we can have it on here.
As you can tell, there's some significance to this that I feel anyway.
Yeah, for smaller size cities, I mean, I don't know the background of it, but I'd be interested to know what kind of problem they're trying to overcome or what.
It's a solution to the demand for housing.
Yeah, it seems like they just want to be able to not hold up housing projects for state ordinance or city ordinances or whatever. That's what it sounds like to me. Is
just
that right?
To make the process easier and all that, yeah.
Well, yeah, because they want to, you know, what we...
Be able to put a multifamily, low-income housing wherever they want, basically.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just wanted to let everybody know that I've pulled up Senator Gustafson's contact information so that it's out there, and I'll go ahead and put that on the website too, Darren.
Thank you. I thought it was on there.
No.
Sorry.
We haven't put it on yet, but I'll do that.
But on any bill that's passing, you know, and I don't really know how to get your ear on the track of what bills are coming down.
So
the only reason why we found out about this was because we had four people there. Otherwise, we would have never known about it.
No, the League of Minnesota Cities, they always, well, not always, but you can sign up to receive their newsletters, and they send out updates all the time. Also, we subscribe to Metro Cities and Minnesota Small Cities, and so I could send you their information, and you could sign up to receive their updates too. But they do send out regular updates during session, all the time.
Okay.
So.
But all the all the agenda for a legislative session is public record. Right. You should be able to go on to those pages.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but sometimes it's not easy for people to navigate
no.
that.
And or so, to know like what yes. is potentially impactful to you.
Exactly. So a summary would be good, and I can certainly send you a couple of the last ones that I've received, that we've received here at the city, so you can just monitor those.
I know they were talking about extending the legislative session too to work more days so that they're in session for a longer period of time throughout the year. Mm. Be interesting to see if that one passes.
Were there other questions on this visit?
I did not have any questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the very next thing is that we have a town hall open house meeting. It's actually on Monday. These are the topics that are going to be discussed. So we have the Lalonde proposal. Folks that are going to be able to come into the council chambers and talk to Mark about the Lalonde proposal. We'll have the developers here as well. They'll have a concept sketch. I know it's, as we get further down in the admin report, there'll be a bigger picture of the rendering of the building, and I'll be able to show that to you a little bit more so you can see the architecture. And then we'll also have our 2040 land use map in this section over here with the lawn proposal, along with some build-out scenarios so that depending on densities in certain areas, what it would look like. And then we're also going to have in the section over to the right of that, we will have a some information on TIF. What is TIF? Why is, you know, what is it used for? Just some general information, because without TIF, the Lalonde project probably does not happen. And then we're also going to have a community priorities list of projects. And on that list of projects is things like trailside park improvements. Like, Tony, you had brought up like the amphitheater type seating, or there's monuments, welcome monuments, there's parks and trails upgrades, there's placemaking, all kinds of, there's about 15 different things. So we're going to have a board, and you'll have these little sticky stickers that you just go and you put your dot on the one that you want the most, and we will we'll collect that feedback and see what people most want to see. And then lastly, we'll have a civic engagement section, and that's going to be where people can sign up to receive surveys that they complete so we can engage with them a little bit more. And then there'll be directional signage out to the administration area where we will have some information on the alum treatment for the Centerville Lake. And then there will also be a directional signage over to the fire hall because they're having an open house. And then finally, in the parking lot in City Hall, we will have Cleopatra, which is the name of the snow plow.
She may be she out might be, plowing.
She might be dirty, because we're supposed to get a lot of snow.
We'll yeah.
see.
And so we asked if they could please wash her if they had time. Otherwise, she will be on site. And so we're hoping that the combination of all of these topics will bring more people out. And I am looking for a volunteer to help me at this event, send out live updates so via social media. Hey, you know, something like, hey, come on down, this is what's going on, we've got these things. If any of you would like to help me with that, that'd be nice. Or if there's anybody in the audience watching, we would certainly welcome that
Avery.
As well. Avery's pretty, she's been great, but I think she's pretty knee-deep in lacrosse right now.
But. So how is City Council going to be represented during the Monday meeting?
So they're going to be here just to, you know, greet and talk to people, and they'll go from area to area. Staff is going to be at the booths pretty much.
And Parks and Rec, you said, right?
Heidi from Parks and Rec will be here as well. She'll be manning the community priorities area, and primarily that's because a lot of the priorities are parks related. So she'll
the
be,
booths are going to be set up in here?
Yeah. So they're going to be more, it's going to be more like chairs. So we will have on this back history niche in the indented recessed area, we'll have poster boards, a couple there, one here, and then we'll be set up back here, and over here, and then out in the administration area. We'll have most of the chairs removed. We'll have a certain amount of chairs along this side in case somebody does need to sit down. And there'll be a chair at each of the booths too, because we'll be here for 3 hours in case somebody wants to sit down. And then all the rest of the chairs and the podium and these chairs will be relocated temporarily. So there'll be more room to walk around and talk with residents and that kind of thing.
Well, I do plan on coming in that, being here from 5 to maybe 6 or so. I want to see what it's like. I don't want to step on anybody's toes though.
Yeah.
And so, but I think this would be a good opportunity to get a better understanding of the placemaking and beautification.
Yeah.
Beautification piece of our goals. I don't know if anybody else would be interested in sharing this time, but this would be a good opportunity to get some insights from.
Do we worry about the engagement of citizens with snow coming like they're talking?
We do.
And,
and when we started planning it, we weren't worried about that.
Right, correct.
So I think we're going to have to play it by ear and just, see. I mean, at this time, we don't have an alternate date. I mean, if it looks like, you know, it's getting to a point where maybe it's not going to work out, we might have to consider that.
Yeah, because you'd sure like to have a lot of engagement.
We do, yeah.
Has there been any thought to doing it multiple days, the same kind of open house idea?
We could. I mean, you do it once, you pretty much, all the work is really the first time.
Yeah.
You know, then you've got it down pat, you can pretty much do it again. So, you know, that's an idea. I hope
Well, even if you did it the following day, you wouldn't have to reset everything up or whatever.
Yeah. So the following day, we have another open house.
We have a corridor study.
Yeah, right? The corridor study. Okay. So we couldn't do it the following day, but your point is well received. And if we don't get a lot of feedback, maybe we need to look at that. I'm hoping we do. We have social media posts scheduled to go out, and then I thought that maybe live updates here would sort of generate interest too. So, but I know some of it's going to be weather dependent too. So.
Okay.
And then the next day is the we have the 20th Avenue corridor study. That's also in council chambers. The room is pretty much going to be set up the same way, because they need the space for this. Last time they had about 50 people show up for it, so they had a really good turnout. So we'll see there. We are hiring, so we have one full-time position in Public Works, and then seasonal help is also, we're getting ready to hire for that. So there's an application. I'm just gonna click it so that it's online. If you go to our website and you click in the search feature in the upper right hand corner, you just type in apply, an application will pull up and you can fill it out there. So we're looking to get help in Public Works. Let's see what else we have. Here again is the center stage ad that we've included in our admin report. Upcoming meetings, of course. And then this is the rendering of the LaLonde project. So we didn't have, I don't believe we had this last time we met. This is the old school, and so they wanted to do a little bit of the architecture similar to the gable here, mm-hmm. over here, just to give it a little element of what the old school had.
Where was that located?
That old school, I think, was located maybe on the current site or around the
current site.
Somewhere
near there.
Yeah. This came from the History Museum.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're hoping to do that. And they'll have the concept plan here, which we want people to comment on and everything.
Do you know what year that booth picture was taken?
I don't, actually. I can find out, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago. A long time ago, yeah.
It's Polaroid.
yeah. So, anyway, any questions about that before we go? Okay. Peltier Estates, we are going to look at a preliminary plat and P PUD application for them at the upcoming Planning Commission meeting. We've already got their application, and we'll have a public meeting on that same night. So, excuse me, so we'll see what happens there, but you'll see it's 24 detached homes. And if you're interested in checking that out, that's at 6:30 on April 2nd. Old Mill Estates, third edition.
I'm sorry, where exactly? I mean, I know it's up 20th. Darren, where is that exactly?
So, on your left-hand side, you'll see that house, the last house that there looks like they're doing reconstruction on. It's a little bit north of there.
South of the church?
In the field. Oh, way south of the church. So that last avenue that goes toward the lake, it's south of that. South of that field, kind of in the back of the wooded area.
Got it. Yeah.
So how many acres is that?
19.
Yeah, that sounds right. That does sound right. Yeah, and that's what it says here too, 19. So, yes. Old Mill Estates, third edition. So this has three new lots. There was the first edition, the second edition, and I understand they've brought the third edition a couple of times, but it has not gone through the process all the way. So we're hoping that everything goes through, that we get to look at that soon. There was a concept review of this on March 4th. However, they were not ready to submit any further plans at that time. So we'll hear from them probably in the next month or two, is what I'm thinking. And then we're down to community engagement. I'll just put this up in case our residents want to see what we've been doing. So on the reader board, people pass by and there's meeting schedules, voting information, announcements about the open house and the corridor study. And then on social media, then these are the things that we're posting about. So the Nameless Lopow, agendas and minutes, volunteering information, things like that.
Okay. Any questions regards to admin reports? On to old business, Main Street enhancements.
Yeah, so Mr. President, we had a discussion about the banners and the hardware for the poles at our meeting last month. And we talked about like the weight that the poles could support and what alternative options there could be. Mm-hmm. And I went back and I talked with Mark and I asked him if we could get a little bit more information about like what could the pole support. And he submitted a little memo to us from an engineering perspective, essentially stating that the wind, that the load that the pole could support is pretty much what we have now. He explained that when they were constructing the poles, that they were a little bit thinner, and they really just weren't intended to support much more than what we currently have.
Than the banner size?
Correct. Yeah. So I'll pull up his memo. We also said that we would bring up other ideas. Here's the memo, Tony. Make a long story short, adding larger banners or other accessories to the poles need careful examination to avoid damaging the poles during a windstorm. So that's okay.
Stick with the same size. I know what you're saying. When I left your last meeting, I was like, I see what you mean about them being feeling a little small sometimes. But.
Yeah. Right. No, I agree. And then we did get, I'm going to pull up, we got some feedback from Ray, who could not be with us tonight, but I did want to at least share what her thoughts were. So I'm just going to read this into the record here so that others at home can see it. So she sent me an email, and she wanted to know what options might exist for pole wraps, which I'll pull one up here in just a moment. It looks, she said, it most likely doesn't add much to the integrity, and pending the material, may or may not place risk to the pole surface. but other considerations could be vinyl, stretch polyester, breathable material, et cetera, et cetera. And then she had some, I'm going to pull these up just so you can see what it looks like. So this would be a pull wrap.
They don't have bases like that though, right? Oh, is that that is what the wrap is?
Yeah, kind of like... Yeah. I don't know how you guys feel about those, but it's an idea I hadn't thought of. Mm-hmm. So it's one idea. And then she had another idea as well, which is, I thought these were kind of interesting as well. So planters down
at
here.
The base of the pole?
At the base. So that's another interesting idea. And then I placed some phone calls to a couple nurseries, and I'm waiting to hear back on quotes just to see what that would be. But these are a couple alternative ideas, and then we'd said at the last meeting that you guys would come back with some other ideas too. So I'm not sure what other ideas you might have.
My only thought on the pole wraps is for the wintertime, they might be covered up with snow.
Well, that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that they would be beneficial in the winter.
Plus, you're not going to be able to see them very well. Right. Like, so
they'd get dirty. They'd be full of snow.
Certainly not the Happy Holidays one. Maybe a spring.
I like the planter boxes look nice.
Yeah, the planter
depending
boxes.
Depending on how you do them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I agree. I like the planter.
I do too. I like the planter's box.
Planter boxes? Okay. So
I'm sorry, before I forget, the other thing I was noticing, because I drove down Main Street because I just wanted to get a visual, and I turn off usually to go home, so I usually don't even drive there, but every other would look fine, I think. You know,
for planters?
No, for like the banners. So you could leave the fixed banners every other as I think they are now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we could just replace the empty ones if you wanted to do like that thematic kind of thing. As I was driving down, it's like, because I was trying to get a visual of what it might look like if you were to fill in those blank ones, basically. And then those could be your seasonal ones if you decided to do something like that. But I don't know. It was just a thought before I forget. Sorry.
No, that's good.
Okay.
Yep. So I had the planner idea too. I didn't think about doing it on the flag or the poles.
Yeah, I didn't think of that either, but it looks nice. I can check into this a little bit more.
I would, we'd always concentrate on the poles. I just think we should do something outside of the poles. But.
Well, I do agree. We should have, if we're going to do planner boxes or planners, we should have them somewhere else. Besides the poles,
yeah. It'd probably be easier too, you know, because you basically have to engineer a box around a pole, and it's easier just to build a box, right? Instead of
just a bigger
pole. On the other side of the sidewalk.
You'd have to get boxes to plant it, right? But then it'd get, I don't know how many you'd get, but then you'd have them so they would seasonally, they would change them out, right? It's what they do that on like Grand and Selby Avenue.
Or in between the poles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just get, I don't know, 14 of them. I think you said 14.
Yeah, so like two out here and then 12 along Main Street. Another idea she had was maybe sidewalk art. And she has some examples here. Some communities do sidewalk painting, and this could be something that we could do. It's like a placemaking thing. So this might be something that we could...
Is that like a permanent type of thing?
No, it's washable.
Okay.
So yeah, it's washable. Funny. It's just like a fun thing, you know.
That would be something for kids to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Before I forget about the bids on that lighting or whatever, is there a way that we could also look into, you know, I know there's not a lighting business probably in Centerville, but there's adjacent businesses that could probably accommodate that sort of thing. I know I got a neighbor that's in the construction business. He's come over, he's got a small crew of guys, you know, I'm sure they can figure out how to hang lights or whatever, but whatever we do, if we could figure out a way to find a local business, that would be good.
You're always looking for things to do during the winter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a landscaping company or something that, you know.
Well, Getz used to do it. That was up here, Getz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay.
So the art, the art sidewalk is a good idea. I know, like, I've been spending a lot of time at Wilmer, Minnesota. My mother-in-law has passed, and so one of her aunts does the beautification for Spicer, which is a Lake City. And she sent me some information on what they've done, but they did. But you have to get the community involved to do these kind of things,
yeah.
Right? Or they had a kind of a cool idea where they cut out like a huge fish, and then the local artists would come and paint them.
Oh, neat.
Right? And so that would be kind of like, it's all... It has to be
on the sidewalk?
No, you put it down by the, you put it down by the park, right?
Okay, so it's like a piece of metal or something?
It'd be plywood.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
cool. Nice wood, right? And then you'd have local artists come on and paint them, but you'd have to get the community to buy into it.
Right.
And do it, right? Because I'm not going to paint it.
Well, the kids, you know, would be the idea I had with the sidewalk is like even a festival.
Yeah.
If you had like if you made it like a competition or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And then the kids, whoever kids could get prizes or whatever to do the sidewalk paintings or whatever.
Our sidewalks are black, right? They're black topped.
I think the ones it's a mixed match, right? Like a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just thinking about our trails, right? Because that's where this would make the most sense, I think.
Well, what about like right in front of the church there, where there's like that memorial like monument thing, park. And then there's like a like all around it is like a circular sidewalk space kind of thing that might be. I don't know.
Wouldn't you want it maybe by the elementary school where it's really noticeable?
Oh, there you go.
You know,
the whole parking lot you could do, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Especially during, you know.
Park and Fest and Music in the Park.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. I was like, if you had like a sidewalk chalk competition or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Maybe give prizes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like the sign. It doesn't seem like a permanent fix. It doesn't seem like it's permanent though, right?
It's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's not permanent.
You can change.
Right?
New art.
Right. Give them paint.
Spray paint.
Maybe. Did anybody else have any ideas with regards to the Main Street enhancements? Or we're just waiting on prices then for the planters? What about the banners? Is this something that we want to continue with and doing the every other one?
Up to the EDA.
And doing the seasonal ones?
Why don't we consider starting with one, like, option, you know, like maybe a Christmas one. And then we can see how that goes or whatever. I don't know.
But does the Christmas one, does that interfere with the wreaths?
Or that is right.
Yeah.
So they're doing the wreaths on every other banner.
Yes.
Well, then you got the Christmas one covered.
Right.
Yep, you do.
So maybe something around summer.
Or 4th of July.
And if you have the planters, those would be in between the other ones too, so you'd already have something.
To see what the prices are on the planters and see what we're coming up.
I think maybe take a look at that.
That would be enough for us
for
in this goal?
Okay. Especially given if we can't, we're limited on size. It's like...
Yeah, if we're limited on the size of the banner, maybe it's just...
Right. Yeah.
We look for something else, like the planters.
Yeah, something to complement what you already have.
Something that's a little more noticeable and...
Yeah. And then we can pick up the discussion on... how we want to handle the holiday lights, like maybe in a couple of months.
I think if we wanted to start looking at local contractors around town here, I'll ask around if they.
Okay. If you guys could ask, if you guys know someone,
if they know anybody that has, if they have the tools to do it,
boom.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, because they're going to need the lights and know how to do it and ladders and you know.
It may make sense, we could buy the lights, right? It's more about just if they have the resources to get them up.
Yeah, and the way we've been doing it before is that Public Works would borrow the bucket truck from Lino Lakes, And so it was a coordinated effort. It's just that the tree is really tall. And
yeah, I always think that it's better to have somebody professional that knows what they're doing and has the equipment. Do it.
Yeah, so, right. And that's why we went to that.
Okay, thank you. Swag for upcoming events.
Yeah, so I went ahead and you had asked me to get some quotes on the campfire mugs. And I went ahead and got some quotes on a few other things as well, so that hoping that we could just look at everything at once. So what I did is I put in the campfire mugs. I put in two different quantities here, one for 96 and one for 120. And I went ahead and I put in the beanies that we talked about. One of the items in this list would be potentially for business appreciation, so the cost would be taken out of the business appreciation line item. And then I got a quote for some notebooks. I was thinking the notebooks could be, it has a notebook and a pen, which is nice, at the real estate summit, things like that. We've got the value grocery totes, which we typically give out at Fête de l'Ox and Music in the Park. And then we have golf balls, which would be, we could give those out at the 3M golf tournament. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's everything.
So are they charging the same freight? They're charging freight
they,
on...
They do. That's typical. They do that all the, yes, every time. And they charge a, like a design fee as well.
What is with the rush service? We got time.
Well, yeah, it's usually like a, it is usually about that much actually.
$80?
Between, depending on what it is, between 50 and 80, depending on what it is. Could go back through other invoices.
Well, I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's just giving us an idea.
Yeah, yeah. And then they usually charge, depending on the item, you know, like a $40 or $50 setup fee. Here's a $50 setup fee. And that's for the logo. So look at the logo and the design.
But is that because, I mean, I think, so is that because we need these ceramic mugs sooner? Is...
No, the one I was just looking at was the tote. No, I could certainly...
Because the rush is only on the mugs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't
need, but we don't need a rush.
We don't need a rush.
We, yeah,
so the price is inflated a little bit,
yeah,
possibly.
Yeah.
So basically, these are, we have a budget. We have this, all these things budgeted right now. So basically, knock out all of our swag for the year, including the
business appreciation.
So we could, if you guys are okay with it, just we can give a pharmacy the okay to basically order these as she needs to get this, have these in our...
With these golf balls, I'm sorry, with these golf balls, is it, that's not, that's per dozen, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's per dozen.
We'd have them in our inventory and be able to hand them out when we need to, all
right? Right. So the thing that we ran into last year when I decided that, Centerville should be featured as at the Real Estate Summit, is that we had a really hard time getting swag in time because there's like a 5-day shipping time frame plus a couple weeks. Sometimes it takes a couple weeks to get the items prepped and everything. So it would be nice to be able to have the items available.
Well, do you have storage for all this stuff?
I mean, we would find storage, but I don't have to order everything tomorrow. These are quotes and... I just wanted to put them in front of you so you could get an idea of, you know, these
what
are the...
these things are.
Yeah.
She doesn't necessarily need... We don't need to actually order these today.
No.
Today. It's just that we don't have to, we don't have to bring this up and take half an hour talking about it 2 months from now.
Yeah. So what are the events? So you have the business appreciation, you have your real estate summit, you have the festival.
And the 3M golf tournament.
The golf tournament.
And
so each of these things is like has an event in mind. Is that kind of what you're doing?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking golf balls for the tournament, the golf tournament, the pens and notebooks for the real estate summit. I was thinking the beanies or the campfire mugs for the business appreciation. And then the totes would be for Fête de l'Ox. So
every year for the Fête de l'Ox, we do the swag bags, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I mentioned at the Fantasy Island, I was at I can't even remember what it was now, but it was one of those events where everybody's got the things on the tables or whatever. But what everybody's looking for at those events is a bag to put all that crap in.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's helpful at those kind of things too. Plus it's also, you know, all these like little plastic things, like I mentioned at Thanasia, they all just end up in a landfill. At least with those bags, people can reuse them. They can go to the grocery store with them.
So that's not a bad point. I don't have any, we could take off the notebooks and double up on the bags. Probably get a better price that way too.
You want to do that?
It doesn't really matter that much what about these events. As long as, I mean, I think,
at the real estate summit, what do you see a lot of that maybe?
I see a lot of marketing materials, which we had too. We had the sell sheets. I saw those campfire mugs from Coon Rapids. You see notebooks and those kinds of things. And I didn't see any bags. I did see at the Edom conference, I did see a beanie. They made you play a prize for the beanie though. And so a little, those kinds of things, sometimes candy with like their logo on it. Or
you see phone chargers, you see
little flashlight keychains.
It's the same, right. It's everybody's got the same swag.
Beads.
Mardi Gras?
Bring it home for my kind of daughter's almost two, and it's like, get her a couple of those things and she just loses her mind. But then it's destroyed, you know, and then it's in the trash. So there was one that was actually kind of cool. It's a keychain and it's like flips to a pen and it has a little light on it and it kind of flips back and forth. But I mean, it's all the same stuff. But I like the bags because at least to me, it's something that doesn't end up in a landfill at least anytime soon.
And they take it to the grocery store.
No
problems.
I like that.
So let's swap out the.
What bags are? What color are they? Are they the?
Well, last year we got cream. I thought some blue ones would be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
This year with the white logo.
Yep.
Yeah, they're like a medium blue with a white logo. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the coffee cups.
Then we could use those same bags for the festival too. Then.
Yeah, we'll use
the swag bags and it'll be different. It's a different audience, obviously, right?
But it just says City of Centerville or whatever.
Yeah, so we would, instead of ordering 150, we could order 300, which we have done in the past for FET. And then usually there's like 50 left over or 100 left over, just depending.
Do you just want to do one color or do you want to do two, or is it more money to
do? It's not more. But they just charge the one design setup fee.
Yeah.
So we could.
We could do two colors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. So if we get a motion then to
do like one that's like pink, maybe even like pink and blue, for the festival, maybe, I don't know.
Okay. Before we do that, Mark, I'm just curious. What about the campfire mugs? Do we want to do those for business appreciation and then take off the beanie and do the grocery tote for the business appreciation? I'm not business appreciation.
I like the beanie though.
I do too, but it's a board decision. On the
do both.
We I thought we were doing both.
Appreciation, both.
No. Oh, I didn't understand that. So.
The coffee cups are $3.50 each. About. I think that's pretty reasonable to hand out as a.
So you want to do business appreciation coffee mugs and beanies? Is that what you're saying?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, where are these beanies? What do the beanies look like? Are they just the hats, baseball?
Yeah,
beanie with
it's
your logo
basic.
On it. But,
yep.
You know, we did mugs. I shouldn't say mugs. We didn't
did
do mugs.
Year.
We did the, what do you call it?
Tumblers.
Coffee
tumblers
last year. And I was just trying to think of something different a little bit. But, you know, both together looks kind of cool.
I think those coffee cups, so when you go on... Some of those things are kind of a cool thing to get. Is that the ones we got from the Park and Rec?
Yes.
It's like those? That quality?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, that quality was good.
Yeah.
So you want to give both of those out or just one of those out at business appreciation? And the reason I'm asking is because you have a $2,400 budget for business appreciation. And that is for everything.
Well, maybe you could let the people choose. They could choose between a beanie and a mug, even.
That's not bad, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have extra swag.
Yeah, we'll use it.
Not that we're going to throw it away.
Okay.
And if they agree, you can take both of theirs, right?
We have the budget. We already have this, the money has already been budgeted, whether it's been in the, if it's through the business appreciation or the promotional items, so.
Yes.
So $120 on the mugs, what is that? That's what, a case or two cases?
That's a, they come, I don't.
36 in a case usually?
I don't know how many come in a case. They're just individually, you can get as much as you want, but.
Well, can you see if you can get, I think we need a minimum of $120.
Okay.
But if they have like $136, for instance, is, you can get them for, you know, a little less or whatever.
Okay.
Kind of go, you sniff around for the deal.
Okay.
So campfire mugs, multicolor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're paying $40 to set it up, right?
Exactly, yes.
Because I think that's something nice to give out to the new businesses that come too, like the Yang or whatever for the New York liquor or whatever. I mean, it's.
Well, and it's also nice to, like, to have this stuff on hand, right? Like, so we're not doing this every year or whatever. You've got a little bit of a stockpile of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep.
But I think we could sell those coffee cups for, I like them. Profit, yeah.
Yeah, you probably could. I mean, they're nice.
What about the beanies?
Yeah, where are they at?
They're on like the third page. The second page.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beanies are almost twice the price of the mug.
Yeah, I did different colors, gray, black, light blue, navy.
Yeah, I think another multicolor, just to, same thing.
Yeah, but maybe, can you think of a different color besides those dark colors, Chris, maybe? Or like, should we have a red one? Should you have a pink one? I don't know.
Neon.
People that would wear a black one.
Well, people, well, I would too, but.
You would or would not.
Oh, yeah.
I wear black or gray.
Oh, I just wear black or gray.
Oh, yeah.
But there's people that walk, you know.
Yeah, no, you know, maybe some brighter ones, you know, like a, I don't know, yellow, orange.
Okay.
You know, what about the same color as?
Blaze orange for hunters.
Okay, so the reason I picked these four colors is because there's 100 of them. But I could certainly have like one dark and the rest really bright, or like one light blue. They have neon green and they have pink and they have other colors, but.
What happens if you get the same colors for your mugs, same colors in your beanies?
Now you color coordinate?
Now you color coordinate.
I would have never thought of that.
Yeah, okay.
I just kind of thought, well.
So.
I don't think it's a bad idea, but I think you should have pink ones.
Okay.
Would be my thought on the beanies, because if, I don't know. I guess I'm trying to speak for something that I have no clue about.
I'm not a fashion expert myself, but I know that those one hats that all the women buy or whatever, I shouldn't say women, all people that wear hats. You know what I'm talking about?
No, please.
It's not a Lululemon thing, it's, I don't.
It's like a winter cap?
Yeah.
Type of hat?
Yeah.
It's not a beanie though? Like a stocking cap, like the looser one?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about too, yeah.
It's a little bit more stylish.
I'm just trying to figure out what colors would be.
What about like a cream?
Yeah.
Well, you know the mugs that they gave out were kind of like a neon green?
Like a lime, yeah.
Yeah, like a lime, and was one an orange or a cream?
They had like five or six different colors.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were cute colors.
Yeah, for the cups, yeah.
Yeah, so do the same thing in a hat. I think it's cute.
Okay, so everybody wants to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tony'd like a pink though.
Yeah, I just want a pink hat, and I don't want to like really make that obvious, you know? That's all. No, I just think it's like, these are all kind of like dark, grim colors or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's what you wear.
Yeah, I know.
Black.
Yeah.
I'm speaking up for the person that's not me, is what I'm trying to do.
I know. And to be fair.
But I'm not doing a very good job of it.
To be fair, I picked those colors because that's what most people, in my mind, wear is like.
I would grab the black one and call it a day, yeah.
But yeah, okay, that's fine. I can mix it up, not a problem.
Okay, all right, so if we can get a motion then to approve.
Authorize me to purchase
I'll make a motion to authorize that we purchase beanies.
How many?
Campfire.
Oh, there's a proposed motion here too, if you'd like to add it.
I mean, the mugs were...
Should I back that up?
Just start from the top and just say,
Okay, make a motion to purchase the following swag. 120 campfire mugs. 100 beanies.
Golf balls.
300 grocery totes. In two colors. And how many golf balls?
144. Is that 12 and 12?
Yeah.
There's three in a box, right?
12. They come in a packs of 12. The golf
yeah,
balls.
But I mean, then they got the little boxes.
Then there's sleeves inside.
Oh, right? So you're handing out three at
three
a time.
Three at a time, yeah.
So we're going to order 12
so
dozen.
So that would be like 32 or 30?
36. No, 30.
30-something.
12 times 3.
We're ordering 12 dozen. And in each dozen...
That'd be 144 divided by 3.
Is 4 sleeves.
It'd be 46? I don't know if that even divides equally. It probably doesn't.
But if you, like I said, if you kind of... Use your discretion, like even on the cups or the beanies, say if 124, because it's by the dozen,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Is better. If you see the value,
right.
Use your discretion.
Okay, so then on the motion, then
I'll say use your discretion.
Okay.
Not to exceed $3,000, because you shouldn't have to, right? Because if we waive those brush fees or whatever, so then you got some play, and then you're cutting out mm-hmm. the notebooks, so.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, it's that big of a deal, but mm-hmm. I don't know how much, like, this is the cheapest place to get this stuff. I'm sure they're all pretty similar, right?
They're similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're similar.
Like, there's nobody selling these mugs for a buck, right?
All right. So the motion is on the table. Do we have a second?
I would second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is passed. New business, June 19th.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. So our June meeting is scheduled on June 19th, which is now a holiday. So we need to look at a different day for that meeting because we cannot have City Hall open on state holidays. So we probably need to figure out when everybody can meet so we can pick another day.
What else does the city have going on that week?
Juneteenth.
What about the Tuesday before?
That's a new holiday, right?
Yes. So you're thinking the week before? Is that what you're thinking?
No, just the...
Just the day before?
Tuesday before? The 18th?
Just what is
Tuesday the 18th? Yeah, it doesn't look like... It looks like that might be okay.
Is everybody okay on doing it on the 18th instead of the 19th?
What day is that?
Tuesday.
That's fine.
Okay.
We get a motion to move the meeting then from June 19th to June 18th?
I'll make a motion in June to switch the EDA meeting to Tuesday, June 18th at 5:30.
Second.
All in favor of moving the June meeting to the June 18th? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? June meeting has been moved.
Getting back to the swag, do you feel good about that? I mean, you're the one that are going to these meetings. I mean, are we going to be represented well enough with what we have?
Yeah, I think so. I purposely looked at items that I thought would be good ones for those designated meetings.
Yeah, and if someone goes with you, maybe they can go around and capture some swag and we can do some copycatting maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Down the road.
I usually do that.
Yeah.
I like swag. But I usually only get the stuff that I'm going to keep. it doesn't end up in a landfill. So, but yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Did you look at pens at all? I know Dee's got an ample supply, but...
I did look at pens, and I didn't do anything with pens, usually because Dee hands out pens.
Yeah.
At the, when you go to, like, the real estate summits, usually people hand out more than just a pen.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean...
And the notebooks that I selected come with a pen. And so I thought, oh, well, that's a twofer. So that maybe makes, you know, good sense.
Whatever happened to sunscreen?
Okay, so I didn't select that particular item.
We already doing the bags for Fett.
The bags for Fett, yeah. So okay. Maybe don't put something in the bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, anybody else have anything else? Otherwise, that's it for tonight.
I'm good.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor for adjournment?
Aye.
Opposed?
We are adjourned.